It's the How Games Make Money podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Grubb from GamesBeat.com. This is the show where I talk to people working in and around games and ask them, how does this business work? Is it just nonstop console launches? New episodes come out each Monday. On this episode, I have a special guest. It's Joey Chu, who is my friend and a gamer. He was also the first person to buy a PlayStation 4. I don't know if you remember, but if you go back to November 2013 and look through news stories from the launch of that console, you'll find plenty about Joey waiting in line to get the first PS4 in New York City. I actually hung out with Joey that week. I was in town for the PS4 launch event. It was one of my first events in the industry. That was the event where Sony enabled journalists to get hands-on time with the machine and face-to-face time with the developers. And at night, we would mingle, if you remember what that word even means. And Joey was there, and I knew him from our time in the 1UP community. So we talked and hung out, and then a few days later, his photo was everywhere as the first person to buy a PS4. It was pretty cool. Well, I realized I haven't had a gamer's perspective on the show up to this point, so I wanted to do that, and who could possibly be better than the first PS4 owner? I don't think there's anyone better. This will give me a chance to take his temperature on the PS5, get a gamer's perspective. We recorded this just before Sony announced its Wednesday PS5 showcase, so we don't have those details, but we did go over kind of each possible price point and try to figure out if Joey was going to be among the first to buy a PS5. So look forward to that conversation. It's coming right up. First, though, thank you for listening. You can get more from me at gamesbeat.com. Email the podcast at jeff.grubb@gmail.com with the subject line, How Games Make Money. Or reach out on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Grubb. The podcast is at HGMM Show. Finally, I did start that Patreon. You can support the show. We've got a lot of support so far. A lot of people hanging out in the Discord, having great conversations. It's a really awesome community already. I really appreciate that. If you can support the show by going to patreon.com/HGMM, I would really appreciate that. Anything you could provide will help keep the show going. And just thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Let's get on with the show. Okay, joining me now is Joey. Joey, go ahead and say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
I'm glad you could join me. I wanted to have you on because I'm like thinking back about, you know, to the last time we did this whole console launch thing and where I was at. And I was just kind of getting started professionally writing about games. And one of my first events was going out to New York for Sony's PlayStation 4 launch thing, where they had us all basically stay at a hotel and then go downstairs into the lobby or whatever. And then they had it all sectioned off for Sony stuff. And we saw the PlayStation 4, but then they would have events at night. And I remember you were there and, you know, you hung out with us for a little bit, and that's where I kind of first like really talked to you a bunch. And then, the next day or the next week or something, I think it was like the next day, the PlayStation 4 launched and you were first in line to get it. And I'm thinking back, I'm like, I wonder how Joey's feeling about this whole, like, there's probably not going to be, it's going to be a weird physical launch. Like, I guess that's it. What are your plans for getting your hands on a PlayStation 5? Are you even going to be buying one day one?
Can they give us the price? Can they give us the release date?
Right. So, I mean, how are you feeling about that? Like, I mean, it's weird. Like, by this time, last time, we definitely knew, we had known since E3, and it was really easy to get excited about, like, okay, $400, I can save that much money, I'll be ready to go. That, you know, November, whenever they gave the date or whatever it was, like November 20, I don't know, you would probably remember better than me. But so I guess, yeah. So like, are you, if it comes out and it's like $500, are you going to be able to get it?
Like being able to, I mean,
yeah, I mean, like, yeah. Is that like, you know, are you going to be like there day one, $500 is no problem, I'm going to buy that. Yeah, let's do it.
It is contingent on a lot of things. Like, one is like, well, we're going into it. Like, well, okay. PS4 was 7 years ago now.
Yeah.
I'm a very different person 7 years from then to this right now. Like, I'm sitting on a huge backlog of PS4 stuff, let alone, like, everything else I own, like, hardware-wise, that I do want to get into, like, sink my teeth into. There's stuff that, like, and, like, I think they've said something along the lines of PS5 will be able to play PS4 stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in terms of accessibility to those games, like, that would be a big help to motivate. But then also, like, we need to know all the features. We need to know all the stuff. Like, they've said, oh, you can play 4K, like, discs on it. And it's like, well, that's nice. Definitely couldn't do that on the PS4 Pro. And like it's coming down to price. Yeah, so like $400 seems like it's $400 is a lot of money, but then like for some reason it feels like an okay price, mostly because again the last generation started like that, and now like Microsoft's at the table, so now it's like Sony, like what are you gonna say?
Yeah, and so yeah, to kind of give people background there, Microsoft just announced today they confirmed that the Xbox Series X is $500, and that's coming November 10th. The Xbox Series S, the like 1080p, 1440p version of the console, is $300. And Sony has two SKUs ready to go that they've announced. It's the PlayStation 5, and then the PlayStation 5 Digital Edition. But they haven't said anything about price other than. I guess Jim Ryan in a couple interviews has said they are working very hard to ensure that the value is there for people, which to me suggests it's going to be expensive, right? Like, is that what it sounds like to you?
Oh, definitely. Like, it's very much, it sounds like, you know, it's going to be real pricey, but we want to make it worth it for you. And it's like, this sounds like another way of saying, you know, you'll make it so you want to take a second job to pay for a PS3.
It does sound like it's in that. It's not quite as bad as saying that, but it sounds like it's in that same ballpark. But I mean, we don't know. Like, Microsoft did set the table, like you said, and it came out. It was $500 for the more expensive Xbox. Do you think that there's any possibility that the PlayStation 5 comes out and is more than that?
More than 500?
Yeah. Oh.
I feel like, oh God, it might.
It's right. You don't want to discount the possibility, right? Like, I'm hopeful that it's not. I'm hopeful that my gut tells me that it's going to be $500 for the PlayStation 5, and then they'll find one. Like, it'll be $450 for the digital edition, or maybe the digital edition will be $500, and the more expensive one will be $550, maybe. But either way, they'll probably find a way to have a PlayStation 5 right around that $500 price frame, but. You know, you don't know. Maybe that was never their plan. Maybe they're feeling confident, and they should be. They've had a lot of success with the PS4. There's a lot of people who are very, very excited to get the PlayStation 5, and with that much demand and limited supply, especially through the first year or so, they probably could set a higher price. So it, to me, it's like I want to like brace myself for that higher price. Let's go back to you then. So in 2013, you were ready to pick up a new console because you hadn't built up years and years of a backlog. And now you're saying you're a different person because you have been building up this library and getting onto the next thing isn't necessarily like a day one concern for you. Is that the difference?
Well, 2013 and now, in terms of like jumping into the next gen?
Yeah, yeah. Like, why, like, is like... Is it as much of a concern to like get on the PS5 as it was to get on the PS4? And what's the difference, basically?
Not to like bring the real world into this, but like this year is very different than 2013. Mm-hmm. Like just the messaging around the systems before it came out. Like we had all the events, we had all the preview coverage for the systems. So like on PS4, you had like the February blowout that. Didn't just show the system. It also talked a good game about the first year of games that we were going to get, both indie and the big blockbuster stuff. This year, we got like a recording of what presumably was a GDC panel with Mark Cerny, and then around E3 time, there was like a produced like direct style like video, which did talk about like some stuff that you would presume is like year one games. You know, like we got a look at the Spidey Miles Morales. We got Ratchet. But then, like going into this generation, we're not seeing a lot that's like this is why you want to jump in.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of like stuff you can't miss out on, right? There's stuff that I know it's going to be there when I'm ready for it. But it doesn't feel like anything that you have to immediately jump on and get in. And like there's still plenty of PS4 games that I haven't played as well, where I'm like, if I hold out, I'll be fine. If you were going to go out and you were ready for PS5 and you knew everything and you knew the price and you were happy with it and you looked in your bank account, and you're like, I'm ready to go and pick that up. Would you? I mean, because it's let's talk about the real world. Like we're dealing with a situation where it's like going and waiting in line. I don't even know if there's going to be lines to pick up consoles. It seems like they might not allow that at many stores. They might try to figure something else out. Or would you just order online to avoid having to be around people during a pandemic?
I will say this. The Sony, that Sony space, like around like near the Flatiron District,
yeah.
That they like the that is gone. That is closed.
Oh, wow.
So, like, unless Sony fills up to renting a whole entire hotel again for their launch event, and then they're going to socially distance the heck out of that, which I remember the PS4 launch, that was pretty tightly packed for us, like, in terms of lining us up around the hotel before they let us in, and then that was still also really packed. So unless they want to socially distance a launch event across a couple, like, blocks or something, I don't know what they're going to do. Because I'm pretty sure it's not going to be, like, a big glamour and glitz sort of thing. At this point, definitely can't. You can't afford to do that, but it could look bad. And a lot of other public events have happened recently. And then, within a day or two, another outbreak. COVID happened.
Right, yes. Smash Mouth gave 200,000 people COVID or whatever it was. Is that sad? Are you sad that you won't be able to be the first person to buy a PS5? Or was it just kind of a fun thing you did with the PS4 and you kind of never expected to do it again?
I'm not going to lie. Within the past few years, I've been dreading people asking, are you going to be the first to buy a PS5? I'm just like, what do I say to that? I'm even going to try. Like, I don't even know if I want to go through all that again. You know, that was definitely a fun time. As long as I can remember, I can tell a story that, like, you know, I didn't know that week that they were gonna do the launch event there, and that would happen to be the first one lined out, and, you know, it was a fun time. You know, especially in Hell Year 2020, I don't know that I'm gonna go out of my way to do it, and I'm kind of relieved, like, right. in that sense, that, you know, we can all just, like, you know, keep ourselves safe and healthy as best we can while we smash on that F5 to look on where we can pre-order this stuff online. And hopefully for cheap. Not cheap, but affordable.
Yes,
exactly. Reasonable. Reasonable. Reasonable is the word. Yeah.
So let's, you know, I feel like at any moment, Sony could announce the price. I feel like by the time I put up this episode, it could be out there. Who knows? You know, let's go worst case scenario down to best case scenario. Let's say the PlayStation, I guess, which one are you going to get? Are you going to get the PlayStation 5 digital edition or the one with the disc drive, or have you not decided yet?
As much as the digital edition looks like way better, I do like the symmetry. If you just, like, mm-hmm. look at it straight dead ahead, there's no, like, extra bulge to account for the disc slot. I do value physical media still.
Right.
And, like, yeah, I'm going to go for the physical edition. Like the one with the disc drive, yeah.
Right, so that makes sense. And then, okay, so let's say the physical edition is $600. When are you going to get it? I mean, if you don't know, that's fine.
I'll be honest, I'm not in a rush.
Right.
I'd love to be with y'all, like, you know.
Sure.
Day one, like, be in that conversation, but... We'll just have to wait and see. But I'm a little harder to convince right now. Unless you got some new info for me.
Right, and then does that hold true if it's like $500, or is that like a little bit closer to reality where you could see yourself clicking the button on day one if it comes to that?
A difference of $100 is a big difference.
I mean, yeah, it's a significant amount of money. Yeah, I guess. And then, you know, a dream scenario, $400 for a PlayStation 5. Is that like an easy day one, or is it still a consideration?
Significantly easier.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I feel the same way. So, yeah, I hope that we're all able to, like, get it at the price we want. I feel I'm like hesitant, and I don't want anyone to get their hopes up, but, you know, maybe we'll see. Sony's been holding back this price, and they could drop it at any moment and really surprise us or take us aback. They're in a strong position, so we'll have to see how it goes. Joey, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. I really appreciate it. It's fun to just kind of reminisce about this stuff a little bit.
Yeah, thanks for bringing me on.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It was a fun night there. I remember, I'll never forget just kind of hanging out with you, shooting the shit. Like, I don't really feel like I belong here, hanging out with Dan Shu. And then I'm like, hey, Joey, I know Joey from 1UP. We can just hang out and talk. So,
yeah.
So thanks, man. I appreciate that. And again, thanks for coming on. And thank you to everybody for listening. I'll be back next week with a new episode. Until then, have a good one and goodbye.